This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Zimbabwe's Electoral Commission says President Emmerson Mnangagwa has won this week's election as the ruling party maintains control of the government in the first vote after the fall of longtime leader Robert Mugabe. VOA's Anita Powell reporting from Harare.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa has narrowly won Zimbabwe's presidential election, getting just 50.8% of the vote, officials said Friday. After a historic poll, the first in decades without longtime leader Robert Mugabe on the ballot. The announcement came after four tense days that saw violent opposition protests in the capital that left six people dead. Both of the main presidential rivals claimed victory shortly after Monday's vote, and defeated opposition candidate Nelson Chamisa says he will challenge the result, which his party says is fake. Anita Powell, VOA News, Harare.
United States closely watching Iran's naval exercises in the Persian Gulf and will maintain freedom of navigation through a strategic waterway that Iran has threatened to block. U.S. Navy defends sea traffic norms, which allow passage through the narrow strait. Located at the eastern edge of the Persian Gulf, the Strait of Hormuz is one of the world's most important export routes. Ankara is vowing to hit back against Washington its sanctions on Turkish justice and interior ministers in connection with the detention of American Protestant pastor Andrew Brunson. The American pastor is on trial on terrorism and espionage charges for links to followers of U.S.-based Turkish cleric Fethullah Gulen, who is blamed by Ankara for the 2016 failed coup and whom Turkey is seeking to extradite. News of U.S. sanctions saw Turkish financial markets failing and falling, with the lira hitting record lows and fears Washington could target Turkey's fragile economy.